The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
So eventually she gnawed it away and pulled it out, and sure enough, it was a leg.
Of a bug.
Of a bug. A leg. A hairy leg stuck in my eye.
Was it big?
It was big enough to stick in your eye. Yeah.
So it was big and hairy, huh? What if it had a name?
It was Big Hairy.
Big Hairy.
I bet Coop named it.
The bug?
Yeah.
What kind of bug was it?
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Oh, the Cox bug, of course.
The well-known Cox bug.
Comes from South Africa.
Yes, it does.
Harry Cox, Big Harry Cox.
Why did you say that?
I don't know.
Play Reiners again.
Harry Cox, Big Harry Cox. Not as much as enthusiasm.
Can he sound any more disinterested?
He sounds like he's calling a table at Outback Steakhouse.
It's the Hardline. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
3, 2, and 1, kick it.
The time. 19 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. And this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Monday, and we are prepared for another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies with you. We are on the comeback trail from a big weekend at Ticket Stock. And boy, what a big weekend it was, too. We got a little Ticket Stock cleanup to do here, I see, later on in the presentation, right?
Yes, we do.
I don't think it's cleanup.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so. I think it was the hit of the weekend.
Oh.
Did they play it on the morning show?
What?
You?
No.
They didn't?
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
And they made a big deal about it, that apparently you guys would throw down some kind of edict.
Yes, that's right, we did.
They couldn't play it.
We did.
Now can I throw down the same edict that you can't play it on this one?
No, you cannot.
I'm sorry, Greg. I'm really sorry.
I really wish y'all wouldn't.
Now,
but I'm not even going
to
say
it. If those boys would like to play it tomorrow, they're certainly welcome to it. In fact, we would encourage them to play.
Let's say that Fernando would have shown up at Ticket Stock for the first time in his life and sang a song. They can play it. That's their baby.
Right.
But
he didn't show up, did he?
He didn't even know where Plano is. But when you, Hammer,
stop right there. For those who weren't there, those who haven't heard it, we had the seminal ticket time wasters moment that we have ever had or ever will have. We had a moment that will never be duplicated. We had a high that will never be equaled. We had a diamond.
You know, you're normally not someone to oversell something, but that's what you're doing here.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm right on the money with this. We had a diamond that cannot be touched by poo-poo.
All look like poo-poo.
The rest of the night could be considered poo-poo, but that surely was the diamond within the poo.
You. And we're going to play that for you all later on in the presentation today.
Did you tell Fernando not to do it? Because I forgot to.
I told somebody not to.
I had a dream about that.
You did?
Yes.
Somebody did, because Gordo was pretty disgusted about it today.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream last night that I remembered that I forgot to tell Fernando not to play that. and that I called him and he said, sorry, we're going to play it. That was in my dream.
I told somebody not to, Junior or George or somebody like that.
Okay. Gordo was pissed?
He wasn't, you know, he was typical Gordo.
Well, hey.
All right, tomorrow it's all his.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants with it. If you would like to make an appointment for that, it'll be coming up about 4:50 or so. Are we going to do it then, or are we going to do it at 5:10?
Probably do it at 5:10.
Okay. 5:10 for that. We have a lot of other ticket stock-related stuff to do. We've also got, I know this is going to come as a shock to people, but we've got some A-Rod stuff as well. Because it seems that things may not be totally cool up there with him and Derek Jeter, after all. There might be a little tension in that room between the two of them.
Well, I think they're trying to create some.
The New York media wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they would, and they are.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I believe this. We'll get into that in a little bit. Coming up next, though, I thought it would be a real good idea, and this is something we have never done. As long as we've been doing the presentation, we've never done this. I thought it would be something kind of different, a little bit of a way to reinvent. If we could go through, page by page, the Dallas Morning News Sunday Arts section.
Oh, yeah.
And see if there is anything.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You never know what's in there. That's always a good section. Always a lot of good reading.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind reading the paper on the air.
We basically have nothing today, so we got to resort to that.
So, yeah. So we're just going to grab up the Dallas Morning. No, we're not going through the sports section instead.
Danny.
Because the sports section had nothing. And then, really, I didn't get to read the arts section yesterday.
You know, we could go with a living, and we could go with a metro, but
let's
just go with arts.
I want to go with arts because I didn't get to read it yesterday.
There's some great stuff in the classifieds, guys.
See what movies are showing?
Yeah.
That's in there.
Right.
They talk about books.
Right.
They review a couple of books, fiction, nonfiction. Top-selling hardbacks.
Right.
That kind of stuff is in there.
That's good stuff.
Good point, Kevin.
That's stuff we all need to know.
It's great stuff.
I mean, Ed Bark usually has something in there. So, assuming we can find the Dallas Morning News Sunday Arts section, we're going to go through it next here on The Ticket.